Welcome back, folks. A while back, I decided that it was really important that we sit down and talk to the movers and shakers on the North Shore because of the role that they play in our regional economy here. There's a lot going on in the North Shore for a lot of great reasons, and it's important to recognize that their contribution on so many different fronts is critical to the success of New Orleans itself, and obviously the metropolitan region. And together, we will move from a third-tier region to a second-tier region, hopefully based on the successes that we all enjoy in the future. A lot of folks have said, you know, that as when we started this and asked me why, I said, well, because it's simple. A lot of what they do impacts what happens on the South Shore and vice versa, and I think information is power. The more that we know about what's going on each side of the lake, the better off we are. And today's no different. We bring Dr. Will Wainwright, who's the president of Southeastern Louisiana University, and he's a former board member of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce as well. Doc, welcome to the show.
Welcome, and thank you so much for the way you positioned that impact statement. It is true. This regional approach for our overall success has never been more important.
No doubt, and obviously the university systems individually, collectively at large, play a huge role in that as well. Briefly, if you would give us kind of a state of the state of Southeastern.
Yeah, absolutely. We're on, you know, celebrating our 100-year centennial. And if you really want to know the impact of our university, think about the fact that in 100 years, we've awarded 98,000 degrees, leading Wow. to the strength of family, strength of community, strength of economy throughout the North Shore in Southeast Louisiana. And we couldn't be more excited about how our mission has really been fulfilled over the past century.
What has, you know, education, a lot of challenges for you? What do you think is one of the most important issues or challenges that higher ed is facing today?
I would say it's the value proposition, ensuring that as institutions that we understand families, we understand the markets that we serve, that we're relevant to those markets, and that we ensure that our graduates are successful upon completion. Looking at some recent data through our alumni database, out of our 82,000 living alumni, just over 62,000 live in the state of Louisiana. We are extremely proud of that. And as you talk about the North Shore, and you look at just the impact of St. Tammany Parish on our university, 33% more students from St. Tammany Parish attend Southeastern than LSU. Not many people may be aware of that. And certainly, by and away, the number one parish we're seeing incoming Southeastern students. And so we're very proud of that. And it's important that we continue these deep connections with our partners on the North Shore, deep connections that we have with St. Tammany Parish Health System, with our St. Tammany Parish School System, just as one example, as we look at everything from college preparatory dual enrollment, which St. Tammany leads in college dual enrollment, not only in the state, but in the highest percentage of enrollment with our university, but also to the intensive healthcare projects that we have taking place as we transition students from high school into the healthcare sector. And, you know, having that partnership with the St. Tammany School System and St. Tammany Health System really makes that possible and provides successful outcomes for our students.
Doc, if you would, just for a moment, for the benefit of the listening audience, if you would describe dual enrollment, how that operates, and why it's so important.
Absolutely. Dual enrollment is incredibly important. If you look at the Louisiana Department of Education and the Louisiana Board of Regents long-term strategic plans, it has everything to do with ensuring that our students are leaving high school prepared for multiple paths, whether it's direct employment within industry and high-demand, high-wage occupations, or it's continued paths into apprenticeship, into community and technical colleges, into the university. all of that decision making and that preparation takes place not only in high school. Actually, research shows that as late as the junior high grades, we're seeing decisions being made in particular sectors of education and employment. So dual enrollment is critical, ensuring that our high school graduates are prepared. And we're very proud to boast one of the highest dual enrollment numbers in higher ed. And primarily that's because of parishes like St. Tammany Parish that are deeply engaged in this work, and the school board has invested as well as the district in ensuring that this is top priority to lead to student success.
You guys are always looking at your student population, what they're thinking about, what is top of mind issue for them. Over the last 10 years, what do you see and what is kind of, and has anything changed significantly?
Great question. We've had significant change in how we as an institution and how students and faculty adapt to rapidly evolving technologies. For example, this coming August, we're going to officially roll out our AI strategy for the university, which is laser focused on providing support not only for, you know, faculty operational efficiencies, but also support for students. And one of the things I'm really excited about is some preliminary work where we've had direct engagement with business and industry to ask them, what does an AI-ready graduate look like in your sector? And they have been deeply engaged in that work. So we're really excited about what's to come. But I would say in the last 10 years, just the continued evolution of technology, and then you had, of course, the bolstering of that through the COVID pandemic. And so I would say we're definitely on the other side of that, much stronger when it comes to how we reach, how we connect, how we conduct business as an institution. And so I would say the technology aspect has been the most dynamic change.
Let's pivot a little bit. Let's talk about economic impact, not only on the North Shore, but in particular St. Tammany Parish.
Absolutely. And if you look, our recent Lightcast study for the university showed our overall impact on the North Shore parishes sits at about $1 billion, supporting 15,000 jobs in total. And a significant percentage of that, 20 to 25%, is specific to St. Tammany Parish. And our university supplies the majority of teachers and nurses to the parish. So when you look at the billion-dollar impact and then and what does that translate to any parishes throughout the North Shore, that's where the role of our mission is vital in ensuring that we are true to that mission in preparing business leaders, educators, healthcare heroes for the future. And then when you do that and you're successful and you talk about economic impact, then you see industry partners like CLECO step up. CLECO just recently supported Southeastern St. Tammany Parish Public Schools and St. Tammany Health System by supporting a grant to allow us to really spur summer healthcare academies. And I'm so proud of our CEO of St. Tammany Health System, Joan Kaufman, and our superintendent, Frank Javia, for them and their teams who were able to really build that curriculum to ensure it was robust and that we make it take full advantage of summer opportunities to continue to build these pathways that will in turn strengthen our economy.
And I'm not sure if this is the right term, but it's amazing to me the nexus between a regional university and I don't know if that's an appropriate description, but the local economy, especially in teaching and nursing. Two of the most difficult programs y'all probably have at Southeastern, right? Competency tests that have to be passed and everything else. And, you know, and how much y'all are supplying of human capital to both of those systems.
No, great point. You know, nexus is a great term. I would even suggest ecosystem and the relationships between all entities that support those professions are critical. I'll give you an example. One thing we're piloting for the state of Louisiana, specific to promoting education and more educators, is at one time in your senior year as an education major, you would have one semester of practicum where you would report 40 hours a week to a local school district to secure your necessary competencies, as you mentioned, and your ultimate success to become an educator. And that curriculum has since changed to 1 full year. So, you know, think about 1 full year of practicum where you're unable to work. And so we are piloting a program where we're working with school districts that during that senior year of practicum, students will actually be paid a stipend, but they'll also receive 1 year of credit toward their retirement as a teacher in education in the state of Louisiana. And so we're very proud of that, but it's going to take those different ways of approaching the evolution of curriculum and needs of our districts to ensure that not only our students are successful, but we're showing and demonstrating why being an educator is so important. And post-COVID, it was important for us to reimagine and reintroduce healthcare professions and education professions to so many young people who were making some very critical decisions after they had just experienced some significant impact to both sectors.
Education degrees were down for a pretty good period of time. Has there been a resurgence?
Yeah, so I can speak for Southeastern, but to your point, across the nation, yes, there's been a decline. We're holding steady. We're seeing some slight increases that we're proud of. And beyond the College of Education, if you look within our College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences, that's where you have additional programs of study, you know, for English, math, social studies, all of the other areas of specialty, but also alternative teacher certification is important. And our ability to work closely with our school districts for those individuals wanting to get into the teaching profession who may have already been working in business and industry, it's vitally important that we grow those paths to education, and we're doing that as well. And that's one of the reasons through our partnerships that we're starting to see increases in student interest in education.
Now, you mentioned nursing earlier, and I think you guys have a special partnership with St. Tammany Health System. Kind of the same experience in the education world. I think we had similar experiences with nursing, right?
Yes, absolutely. The program that we have in St. Tammany with St. Tammany Health System launched 2 years ago. It's an effort to address the critical need for nurses in St. Tammany Parish. And so our School of Nursing partnered. We established an accelerated Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree program, and it's specifically tailored for St. Tammany residents. It's a North Shore-based program. It's housed in two places, but it's primarily at what we opened is the St. Tammany Academic Center through the gracious support of St. Tammany Health System. So we're located near the health system's flagship in St. Tammany Parish Hospital. And so we provide this program to students who are non-nursing majors or have non-nursing bachelor's degrees. And this allows them to take their non-nursing bachelor's degree and in an 18-month program achieve their Bachelor of Science in Nursing. It's a hands-on, very hands-on. You mentioned competency-based earlier, extremely hands-on competency-based degree that prepares them for the National Council Licensure Exam. So we've already had several graduates of this program already, and we're excited and look forward to more benefiting from that program.
I've heard some great things about the program. I really like the kind of, and I wasn't aware of the education program, but I really like this out-of-box thinking, because these are critical occupations that we have historic shortages in. And It's going to take that out-of-box thinking to reestablish ourselves in these very important occupations.
One of the incredible momentums we have taking place now is when we establish, a best practice or a pilot that demonstrates success and excellence, we're able to work through our Chambers of Commerce, through GNOE, through their GNOU program, and we bring that to scale. So what's working very well for St. Tammany Health System right now through the project I just discussed, we'll be able to scale that with all of our partners throughout the North Shore, Ochsner, Slidell Memorial, Lakeview, North Oaks Health System, Our Lady of the Angels in Bogalusa. And so once we achieve that success through the leadership and vision of one of our partners, all of our partners are holistically focused on benefiting from that and advancing the profession.
You got a question here on the text line. It says, why does the doctor keep saying universities? Are these schools no longer technical colleges? If you could describe the difference.
Well, I think you know me well. I spent the majority of my career as a leader of community and technical college. And so
absolutely.
So I am a huge advocate for community and technical colleges. You have one of the fastest growing colleges in St. Tammany Parish and North Shore Technical Community College. So I really appreciate the question, because there's a place and space for all of our citizens, whether it is a two-year community and technical college, university, apprenticeship, military, and that's really what we are all laser focused on. I work very closely with the community college. So you think about this, you got a welder or a machinist that graduates from a technical college, they're very successful in 3 to 5 years, they're up for a leadership opportunity through our programs at the university and occupational health and safety, the only one in the state of Louisiana, and other programs in industrial technology. We can bridge that graduate to our university, prepare them for leadership and management for their continuum of learning and success in industry. So I really appreciate that text and helping us articulate that, the importance of our two-year system as well as our four-year system.
Yeah, I mean, and it's interesting because I think a lot of times we don't think about that hand-in-glove kind of relationship as much in past history. And I think more and more I've been hearing about that, right, a closer nexus between that four-year university and that technical school, because there's so many different variations and specialties now that require both.
Without a doubt. And really the glue that holds us all together is ensuring that we're listening to the voice of industry. And when you have partners like St. Tammany Chamber, when you have partners like GNO Inc., that makes sure that we're all being educated and that we're responsive to the needs of our regional economy.
Dr. Will Wainwright, president of Southeastern Louisiana University, thank you so much for joining us today. Love the conversation. Love the things that you guys are doing over there on the North Shore. Keep up the great work. Congratulations on all of the successes that y'all have had. And have a great weekend, a great 4th of July holiday.
Thank you, Newell. Appreciate your focus on our future. Thank you,
sir. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll be right back.